I wanted to bring today's episode to the podcast, giving you the three factors that you need to know right now that could be impacting your chances of pregnancy success. Happy New Year. I'm excited you're here. I have been recording this podcast now for 5 years. We launched the Get Pregnant Naturally podcast January the 1st, 2018. We've recorded over 380 episodes and excited for today's episode for you to give you a plan for 2023 to figure out what might be getting in your way and how do we optimize pregnancy success. Excited for you to listen. Let's go. This episode is brought to you by Inneeto, the most accurate at-home fertility tracker on the market and the one we here at FabFertile recommend and use with all our clients. Most ovulation tests can only predict fertile days, but Inneeto measures estrogen, LH, and progesterone to accurately confirm when you're ovulating and most fertile. Go to Inneeto.com, that's Inneeto.com, and use the code FABFERTILE15, that's the code FABFERTILE15, to save 15%. Excited to announce we have all new winter recipes specifically designed for fertility. I know that changing your diet can be super confusing and you may not know where to start to improve your fertility. That's why our FabFertile method includes specific personalized dietary recommendations that reduce inflammation and optimize the body for pregnancy success. I'm excited that you get to sample our proven fertility diet plan absolutely free. And even better, we have all new winter recipes. All you need to do is go to fertilitydietfreebie.com to grab your free copy. And diet has such a huge impact on your health and fertility because if your body is under attack by even a seemingly healthy food, it wants to survive, not procreate, which puts your reproductive health on the back burner. But when we consume foods that are right for our body and decrease inflammation, our fertility starts to come back online. Our clients tell us when they follow our proven diet plan that their skin issues clear, such as acne and hives and rashes, headaches improve, mood improves, digestion, such as gas and bloating and burping, although common, is not normal. PMS symptoms improve, such as mood swings and headaches, again, and sleep and way more. All you need to do is go to fertilitydietfreebie.com. That's FERTILITYDIETFREEBIE.com. That's fertilitydietfreebie.com to grab your free winter fertility recipe guide. I didn't need to go to donor eggs. Obviously, I don't regret it. I have beautiful children. I could have done things differently. I was still cycling back in my 20s. I could have looked at my health, the environmental toxins, the stress I was under.
Many, many women are being told their eggs are too old. That's an assumption. You can't test egg quality.
Many times it's the man. It's the man who's got a food sensitivity or a zinc deficiency.
There can be a root cause to these quote-unquote period problems. The doctor will pass you a pill without any question of why.
Why is IVF the first step? Because we believe it should be the last step. Welcome to Get Pregnant Naturally, where functional medicine and natural fertility solutions will help you get pregnant and have your baby. Welcome back, everyone. Sarah Clark here, founder of FabFertile and your host. I believe the functional approach is the first step for anyone on the fertility journey, and my aim is to help you get pregnant naturally. Today, we are digging into three factors that we see where people waste time on the fertility journey. This episode is for you as if you tried everything and nothing has worked so far. You're not sure what to do for 2023 to optimize your fertility. You may feel like IVF may be your next step, but you really want to get pregnant naturally. Thanks so much for listening. I'm so thankful that you're here. Make sure you hit subscribe or follow. And if you know someone else who is on the fertility journey, please share this podcast with them. Well, happy new year. We made it through the holiday season. Hopefully you had a fun time with your friends and family, and you are ready to get started for 2023 to figure out what you need to do to optimize your chances of pregnancy success. So this episode is for you, and we're going to dig in. So we're going to talk about the three things you need to focus on right now to improve pregnancy success in 2023. And the first thing we have is, if you've heard me talk on the podcast before, we've talked about really taking a very personalized, customized approach with your fertility and those generalized recommendations, be it the fertility superfoods and blogs and podcasts and the things that tell you to do, all these generalized recommendations. Maybe you should do the carnivore diet, the paleo diet, do the keto, do intermittent fasting, all these things, you know, may have worked for someone else to help them get pregnant, but is it right for you? And so those generalized recommendations and typically self-diagnosing and self-prescribing, that just wastes time because, you know, you can do your doctor Google search and, you know, we've all been there in the middle of the night, even during the day when I ask clients when they come work with us, I'm like, you know, how much research are you doing now or were you doing before you came to work with us? And typically it can be anywhere from 1 hour a day to 3 to 4 hours a day. This becomes a full-time job. It's overwhelming. And you can get all this different information of, you know, success stories that work there, this, the work for that person. But is it your specific situation? And again, we get focused on that diagnosis. We're typically working with couples with low AMH and or high FSH, diminished ovarian reserve, premature ovarian insufficiency. We also work with other couples as well. Those are our specialty because those cases are super complex. Most people, they've been told that either they need to do an aggressive IVF, they better rush to the fertility clinic, which an aggressive IVF is the exact opposite of what you need to prepare your body for a baby. We want to do this in a relaxed, calm, peaceful manner, not in a rushing forward in a very panicked, impatient manner, which that doesn't serve us. I know I've talked a lot about sort of the patience piece in my own journey, and it still will come up for me. And maybe that's the thing for you, impatience or frustration or panic, right? Which doesn't serve you. Or maybe you're stuck in that comparison piece too, which definitely doesn't serve you, comparing, you know, your situation to someone else's and why do they, you know, have it so much easier. They can get pregnant without having to make all these changes. And why do you have to do this? And that, you know, we don't know what someone else is going through. Maybe other people are, you know, our journey was being diagnosed with an infertility diagnosis and other people, they could be dealing with other things, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, you know, whatever it may be. So we don't know someone else's health journey. And so it is important to take that very personalized approach to figure out what's going to work for you, because the fertility herbs, the fertility teas, the fertility essential oils, the heaps of supplements that you may be taking, you know, supplements can be part of this equation. Definitely, we do recommend, you know, professional grade supplements, but it's just, you can't out supplement. And we'll talk about this in number two, but you can't out supplement the basics. And we'll talk about what those basics are. But so the first thing here is these generalized recommendations. You want to make sure that you take a very customized, personalized approach. So here we are, beginning of January, and you're with your partner and you're ready to take action. First thing you want to do is commit. And yes, it's time to start the elimination diet. Giddy up. Let's go. So there's no great time to start it, but the best time to start it is right now. Unless you have an anniversary or a vacation or a birthday, something coming up, you don't want to schedule it around there, but really pick a date on the calendar and let's go. Today is a good day to start. All you need to do is get your groceries in and get going. The fertility preparation program, you can go to my website, FabFertile, and get that program. So it's a very comprehensive program that helps you figure out exactly how to do this elimination diet, which is what you're taking out the top allergens to then and systematically reintroducing them to see how food impacts your body. Because maybe you've read that having, you know, full fat dairy is great for fertility, or maybe you've read that, you know, you've got to pound down all these eggs because the choline, but those are some of the top allergens. And maybe those foods are just not right for you. So we start all of our clients, and as part of our FabFertile method, is starting with the elimination diet. It is the gold standard to figure out if you have a food sensitivity. We then tweak it with food sensitivity testing. People get very excited about the food piece of this equation. But if we were to kick out one of the tests that we would say, you know, is not necessary, although we do run this with our clients, but if there's budget issues and you're like, oh my goodness, people like get focused on, let's do the food sensitivity test. That's the one we would kick out. We would have you do the elimination diet because then that's the gold standard. You can see exactly how food impacts your body. 10 days, you take out the top allergens. And then you systematically reintroduce over the course of 30 days. The fertility preparation program, we'll have the link in there, tells you exactly how to do it. and has a meal plan, has a grocery shopping list, has recipes all designed to enhance your fertility and specifically designed to figure out you're taking out those top allergens. So then when you bring them back in, if you have any kind of reaction, then you would keep that food out for 30 to 60 days, maybe even 90 days. So yeah, that's where we would start with the diet piece for you to look at this. And if you just wanted to do it, you know, start right now. Basically, you're taking out dairy, gluten, soy, corn, peanuts, eggs, processed sugar, and yes, alcohol. Take that out for 10 days and then systematically reintroduce. And for instance, we bring back in corn, have it a couple of times on the first day, and then wait 3 days, see if any kind of symptoms come up. If you got a stuffy nose, if your stomach goes funny, if you have a zit that kind of pops up, if you feel yourself kind of getting anxious, if you feel yourself getting cranky, those are all symptoms of something's going on. So then you would then identify that and keep that out of your diet for 30 to 60 days, perhaps even longer. And then as you heal your gut, you can bring most of these foods back in. So it's really important. You know, many times people have on this very restrictive diet, like, ooh, I've taken out gluten, dairy, and corn, and doing all these, you know, maybe you've taken out nightshades. It's going on for months and months, and you're still not pregnant. Well, you've got to really dig into the health of your gut, because maybe you have a leaky gut because you pounded down tons of antibiotics like I did, because you had maybe a whole bunch of infections. I had a lot of sinus infections, bladder infections, yeast infections, took a lot of antibiotics, then destroyed the health of my gut. We see this all the time. So leaky gut, so then you become, your body mounts an immune response to your favorite foods. So that's something that you want to then identify and start to repair your gut health. Or maybe you got an infection. We see this all the time with people with low AMH and high FSH. One person, she had, her AMH was 0.08, and she had like 4 parasites going on. And you think that you can only get parasites from, you know, developing countries, and that's just not the case. You know, even if you haven't traveled, you can get it in, you know, North America, or depending on where you are in Europe and the, you know, other places in the world. So if you got an active infection going on, bacteria, fungal infection, that is causing inflammation in your body, and you can eat the most pristine, beautiful, organic diet, but you got to address that infection. So first, we're starting with the diet piece. We don't want to follow those generalized recommendations. We want to follow a diet that's right for you. So fertility preparation program, take those top allergens out. Do this with your partner. Even if his semen analysis is totally fine, or especially if it's not, it's about doing this together. It's not just about you over here, you know, making all the changes in the diet and he's over there drinking beer and pizza. Most time we find that the men are quite supportive and willing to make the changes as well. There's never a great time to do an elimination diet. Who's like, wow, great, let me start. But you just got to pick a time, do it. It's not about you starving. There's, you know, grass-fed meat, wild-caught fish. You could keep it as simple as having grass-fed meat, wild-caught fish, some veggies, and maybe some rice or some potatoes or sweet potatoes. So it's not about you drinking green juice and going, you know, vegan. More veggies are better, but lean cuts of meat are recommended and essential for fertility. So number one, don't follow those generalized recommendations. Consider that fertility preparation program. Know that focusing on those numbers of the low AMH, the high FSH, the premature ovarian insufficiency, the diminished ovarian reserve, that just serves to waste time. And when you go to your OBGYN, you may be referred to your RE when you have those diagnoses, and no one digs deeper on those missed healing opportunities. In this case, we see food sensitivities, and we see when we do run that food sensitivity test, gluten off the chart, like so high that people are extremely intolerant to it. Gluten hides everywhere from all sorts of different products. Many times people are say they're gluten-free, but they're inadvertently getting gluten, which even a crumb of gluten that's sensitive can then cause an immune reaction in your body for weeks or months. Done many episodes on gluten. You can go to FabFertile and then look up gluten on the site there. There's a major articles and podcasts, some deep dives we've done on gluten and fertility and why you want to avoid it. So yeah, generalized recommendations. Don't waste your time self-prescribing, self-diagnosing. Don't do that either. It doesn't serve you. Okay, number two, not working on the basics. As part of our FabFertile method, we start with our couples. They meet with our fertility mindset coaches first. We really set the intention and help them visualize a positive outcome, especially with these diagnoses. It can feel that this is not going to work. You know, I'm going to struggle. Will my period come back? You know, maybe they come in, they're dealing with hot flashes, or they're dealing with, you know, PMS, or their cycle is irregular. Maybe the cycle is gone. Sometimes they can come in quite anxious. They can feel impatient. They become very worried. Maybe they come in angry too, because the hormones are out of whack and you're just feeling, you know, irritated. Like, let's just get this done. So all of these are normal. Well, they're not normal because there's things for us to do to actually to help. It's common, but not normal. But there's things for us to do to help with those things. But many times people are like, because we include testing as part of our FabFertile method, people get very excited about the testing, and we're excited about the testing as well. That's why we include it. But we have got to work on the foundational pillars of health. We cannot skip this piece, because you can get the results of the tests, but you haven't actually looked at the foundational pillars. You're missing steps. So number one, the diet piece. Even if you get that food sensitivity test back, if you don't take action and actually implement the changes, and we've had people tolerant to avocados, lettuce, like, you know, all the fertility superfoods, maybe salmon, or you're intolerant to some nuts because you've been pounding all these foods down. Maybe you have a leaky gut due to chronic stress, or you're on the birth control pill and that predisposes you to that. So it is important to really dig deeper on that piece, address the diet and do the diet that's right for you. So that's one of the foundational pillars of working on these pieces. And a lot of people miss this, where they do the generalized diet. They don't actually go in to see what's right for them. Diet, number one. First of all, like we talked about, do the fertility preparation program. Number two is, and just back to that, actually, sometimes, yeah, we can get in those food sensitivity tests and we get the paper. I've had this where I'm like, and I had leaky gut because I was on birth control for years. So that predisposed me to food sensitivities and gut infections. I had chronic stress, even though I actually would have said at the time I wasn't stressed. Of course, looking back, I was. And I was on tons of antibiotics. All of those three things that then predisposed me to food sensitivities and gut infections. And then I got back the food sensitivity test and the whole thing was lit up. Like everything I was eating, I was intolerant to. And I was like, are you kidding me? I literally wanted to throw the thing out the window. I'm like, I'm done. And I was very committed to that point. I was already eating what I thought was a healthy diet, but I hadn't addressed the health of my gut. And as I did that, I was able to bring back in most of those foods. So diet is key. Do the fertility preparation program. Do it with your partner. Sleep. So sleep trumps everything. If it's like, oh, should I watch more TV or go to bed? Oh, should I do a workout or go to bed? Sleep is number one. You want to aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. We have people in our FabFertile method and our coaching program. We have them track their sleep. If you go to App Store, there's an app called Snore Lab. You can track to see if you're snoring, because that can then impact the quality of your sleep. We see many people, if you read some of the fertility books, you know, it starts with an egg or more. Maybe you've been recommended melatonin, but you know, why is your melatonin low in the first place? Supplementing, it can be a band-aid approach. So maybe you have gut infections. That can be an indication of, and the gut bugs are more active at night. So that might be why you're having a hard time sleeping. Maybe you got blood sugar dysregulation. You're waking up, you know, in the middle of the night because your blood sugar's crashed. Lots of things as to why your sleep may be poor. We see a lot of people that have dysregulated sleep. They wake up tired, but wired. They're exhausted all the time. So fatigue, all these things. Maybe there's adrenal insufficiency. So we see that where people's like cortisol levels are flatlined because they're completely burnt out by this whole entire thing. This is very overwhelming, right? So if your sleep is off, that is a clue for you to dig deeper and to optimize it. And right now to focus in on your sleep and to get a bedtime routine, make the room, you know, cool and dark, use it only for intimacy and sleep. And to really be able to prioritize that piece, because we've had people come in that they were going to bed at, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning and getting up at 11. And we've helped them over time shift their sleep schedule back. So the most restorative sleep is between 10 to 12 p.m. You know, and if you're going to bed at 1, we don't want you moving down to 10 because that's probably too much. So each week, 15 minutes, and sort of you can back it up. So sleep, we've done many podcast episodes about sleep, but really, first of all, is the diet. And then your sleep, digging into the sleep piece, 7 to 9 hours, 9 being best. Sleep is truly restorative for your egg and your sperm health. Okay. And then next we have movement. There's two things where we see people preparing for the marathon, doing vigorous exercise, cardio, where they can't even like speak to the person next to them. or we have the person that's on the couch not doing anything. So you do want to move. It's important to move every day. It's really important for your blood sugar regulation, your health, and way more to move your body. But you want to kind of be, you know, a 6 or a 7 on the scale, 1 to 10 of, you want your heart to be beating, you want to be moving. You can do weights and some, you know, low impact cardio, but you don't want to be doing vigorous exercise. That's not recommended for fertility. And if we say to you, oh, you know, we want you to pull back on exercise, and you're like, there's no way, that's how I cope, that's something for you to lean into and see, you know, what can you do differently there? Because if it's like, if someone's recommending something and you're like, absolutely not, like that's obviously resistance from you. And maybe this is how you cope with stress. And then how do you have other ways to cope, right? Because maybe this vigorous exercise right now is no longer serving you. So you can also do fertility yoga. We have that as part of our Fab Fertile method, but basically it's, you know, hatha yoga, restorative yoga. So slower yoga, right? You're like, are you kidding me? This thing is so slow. I want to leave the room. But that is the point. Slower yoga to help slow you down. You can do Pilates, you know, brisk walking and some weights. My YouTube channel has a whole bunch of exercises on there, so you can check that out, Get Pregnant Natural. When you're trying to get pregnant, there's already so much to think about. You're trying to eat healthily, you're trying to manage your stress and sleep, all while maintaining your relationships and living through work and life. Knowing if you're on the right track to conceive shouldn't be on that list. That's why today's episode is sponsored by Anito, the most accurate at-home fertility tracker on the market and the one we here at FabFertile recommend and use with all our clients. We had Asa Jane from Anito on the podcast to talk all about it.
We got this comment about like 5 days ago, right? It's such a good review. It almost sounds like a fake review. So that's how good it is. She says that if you're debating on getting Anito, please stop considering anything else and buy Anito, because this person, they purchased it last year and after 30 days, they got pregnant, and this is a same-sex couple. So for them, it's like they're like, they were trying every single thing and timing is key. And then they recommended it to their neighbor. I mean, I think their neighbor just used their own device, and their neighbor got pregnant in 2 months. And then they recommended it to a friend, and their friend told them that they have conceived just last week. You know, I was like, that is amazing. Something's going on over here.
To try Anito, go to anito.com. That's Anito.com and use the code FABFERTILE15. That's FABFERTILE15 to save 15%. And now back to the show. Okay, so we got the diet, we got the sleep, we have the movement, stress piece. So as we are in 2023 right now, this is the year, you know, we're preparing to have our baby. We may feel pressure, maybe in the holidays, maybe you saw, you know, family and friends, maybe you're around a lot of children, maybe you found that triggering, maybe you found that encouraging because you're happy to be around children, whatever it is for you. Maybe people were announcing pregnancies, maybe there's gender reveals, parties, you know, you're around that. So it could have been stressful for you. So first of all, it's really important to identify your triggers and look at your stressors, really get honest about that. Because we can eat the perfect diet and get the perfect sleep. But if we are in a stressful job that no longer serves us, if we are off our relationship. So when we work with couples, one of the questions I ask on the call when they first see if they're a good fit to work with us is, how would you describe your relationship? And many times people are like, you know, we're more in love than we've ever been before. Or other times people are like, you know, this has been rocky. We've had some struggles here because this journey, you could maybe be on two separate pages on it. It could just be one person. I'm going to say, like, generalizing, the male may feel he needs to be strong for the female, you know, as you're going through this together, but it can impact your relationship. So it's really important to get support with that. So we will, you know, exclusively will coach couples. Obviously, if you're single by choice, we can support you, but we're exclusively coaching couples because we have an intimacy coach that's part of our referral team if we need to dig deeper, but we really help to get couples back on track. Obviously, if you need couples therapy, we have a therapist as well that can help with that because that becomes a little beyond our scope as coaches, but it is important to recognize, you know, how is your relationship? And really get honest about that. Have some conversations about that with your partner of where you are. Are you on the same page? Are you feeling, you know, the stress of all of this? Have you sort of gone to your own corners? Has it pulled you apart? Or have you guys just really, you know, connected more and it is good? So the stress can impact your, as you say, your career. Maybe you've stayed at your job longer than that serves you anymore. Did an episode on that, you know, is your job right for you right now? Or should you quit your job? And that episode is more about how do we reframe your current job? Sometimes we do need to hand in our resignation, but how do we reframe and have our current job serve us and set boundaries and, you know, look to see that this job is serving me right now, that it's paying for X, Y, and Z, and being able to recognize that piece. So the career, the relationship, your social life, maybe with the fertility journey, you find yourself not wanting to hang out with people that some of your friends that have children, it's too painful. Maybe you have feel yourself withdrawing from social situations because, again, it's painful. So to recognize that, to see where you can kind of dip your toe in, maybe you can kind of go to some of those things and only, you know, arrive late, leave early, or maybe some of them just don't serve you anymore and that's totally okay. And then maybe all of this, all of your effort is focused on fertility. And even though, you know, we focus on fertility, that is what we do. And with our FabFertile method and helping couples exclusively that are trying to conceive, maybe this thing has just taken over your life. So we want you to get back to joy, things that make you happy, hobbies, date night, seeing friends that girlfriends or, you know, couples, friends, you guys make you laugh, like things that give you joy, because it could just become this big task, this other thing that you're always working on. Either you're researching all the time or you're thinking about it all the time, right? Because literally when you're out, you're confronted with children, pregnant bellies, families, depending if it's primary infertility or secondary infertility, all of this can just perhaps trigger you. So it's to be able to recognize those triggers and get support on them. Not about pushing it down. It's to say, oh, wait, okay, that's causing me an issue right now. And then you want to be able to talk about it so then you can work through it. So that's really important to have someone to help you reframe, look at your mindset around that. Where are you going straight to, you know, reacting rather than responding? And how all of this, the stress piece, and we've done many episodes on stress and how that impacts your fertility. Now, as part of our FabFertile method, we include heart math. So it's a really quick technique that can actually help you breathe into your heart. A lot of the times when we look at the heart rate variability, you can see if you're in that frustrated, anxious, angry state and your heart rate variability is popping all over the place. Whereas when you're in more patient and happy and joyful, your heart is in a more coherent manner, and that helps with your health and your reproductive health. So these are some quick tools that we deploy in our FabFertile method to help you address these issues, because, you know, doing it by yourself, again, it can waste time and be confusing. So we got diet, we have sleep, we have movement, we have stress. So you can't skip those foundational pieces. And many times it's like you get the diagnosis from the OBGYN, or maybe you get it from the RE and then off you go. First thing they say is we got to probably do, you know, maybe an IUI or an IVF, or, you know, maybe they'll help you try for a little bit with medicated cycles. But basically it's, you know, intervention. Has anyone looked at these pieces with you? Is the food you're eating, is it serving you? Is the exercise you're doing, is it serving you? Is your sleep a disaster? I can't tell you how many people have dysregulated sleep. And have you addressed the mental, emotional stress, the chronic stress too? Like maybe you're dealing with fatigue and headaches and you catch every cold and flu. Like all of that was me. I literally had headaches for ages. I had always caught all the different viruses that was going on. And what did I do? Ran straight to the doctor and got antibiotics. So you don't want to get into that vicious cycle, but basically that could be chronic stress. And if you got a lot of energy and you're like, I just get things done, it's okay to step back. You can still get things done by not moving in a frantic pace. And we see people when they start working with us, especially with like when we start with the diet, we see cycles return after years with no cycle, making these changes. We see sleep start to improve. We see mood. People come in with anxiety, depression. We see the mood improve. Many times people come in with, you know, the hot flashes, the, you know, regular cycles, irritability. We see all that improve when you work on those foundational pieces. And that in turn then improves your reproductive health. Okay, so that was the foundational pieces. And the last one we have here is working on this with your partner. So we support couples, even though we're focusing on female factor infertility. Stats are telling us now 50% female, 50% male for fertility, even though, you know, and the partner, basically when people are working with us, obviously the partner is extremely supportive. They're willing to make the changes. So it's not just about the female over here making all the diet and lifestyle changes. He does that along with her, but he has his own plan. We never want to coach our partner. We never want to nag our partner. We never want to have to ask our partner to, oh, why are you taking your supplements? Are you doing that? Why are you drinking the beer? Why are you doing that? Is an absolute recipe for disaster. It's important to have a team to support you with this, because work on yourself first. He will come along when he is ready. And as I say, most people that we're working with, the partner's already ready to make these changes. But he has his own health goals. You know, we're looking at his blood chemistry. We're doing a deep dive, you know, looking at his semen analysis. And if testing is recommended for him, that would be something to look at as well. For the female partner, a review of the blood chemistry, as well as we do food sensitivity testing, stool testing, and genetic testing. And then, as I say, if we see for the male partner, if he needs additional testing after the blood chem review, then we recommend that. So it's important to set up a strong foundation for both of you. Can't tell you how many times, even if the male is saying his semen is normal, there's things that are showing up on the blood chemistry. Basically, it's like, how do we optimize both of your health for both preconception health for both you and your partner? So you'll, you know, set that strong foundation for pregnancy success. So it's really important to do this together. And we also see when we do some of the testing, we see couples passing infections back and forth to each other. So we see that through stool testing. We can see that through vaginal microbiome testing. So it's really important to address those issues, because if you've got an infection going back, typically the one we see is H. pylori, which lowers your stomach acid. So you can eat all these beautiful foods, and maybe your body's not absorbing it. You know, there's a specific protocol to address that. And typically our protocols are around 3 to 4 months. And so you want to be working on that together to address the issues. So again, we're focusing on female factor infertility, but the partner does it, you know, comes to all the calls, come to the calls together. So with your fertility and mindset coach, and then with your nutrition practitioner, you come to the first call, which is our roadmap call together. We talk about the foundational pieces that you would both work on. We look at your health history, both of your health histories, and then make customized recommendations based on the health history of what we need to focus specifically on: the diet, rest, exercise, stress. And then as the testing comes in and the blood chemistry comes in, we further will then customize this protocol for you. But we do this together, because we've had people, you know, where the woman has made a whole bunch of the changes and the man may not know what he can do. And he's open, he's ready to make the changes, but he may not know that there's things he can do. So we don't want you're eating one thing, he's eating something else. Let's cook together. Let's eat together. Let's enjoy food together. Let's sit down at the table together. Let's do this as a team. And so it feels very cohesive. You're on the same page. And then also during the coaching calls, it's interesting. Sometimes your partner may not, you know, generalizing here, but men may not be vocalizing how they're feeling about this. And so they can actually have a safe space to be able to talk about how this journey has impacted them. Because typically women will tell a few friends, maybe join some Facebook groups or have an, you know, Instagram profile, anonymous Instagram profile, whereas men typically haven't told anyone. This is something that impacts your life, right? We've talked about the fertility journey can impact every aspect of your life. So it's important to have support for your partner as well. And he has a plan, so he knows what he has to do. And so you don't need to get involved with his plan. He will do his own plan and you will do yours. And if he's not quite maybe at the level that you want him to be at, that he's not doing as much as you, you dig more into your plan. Because the more you lead by example, it's a ripple effect that will changes people around you. But you can't drag someone over the finish line. That is a recipe for disaster. And, you know, that's why we have a couples counselor as part of our team, because this can be hard on a relationship. And so getting support with this is key. So there we have it. You don't want to do the generalized recommendations. Do that elimination diet. Pick a date. And that's the fertility preparation program. You can go to my website, fabfertile.com. And so that's fabfertile.com. And look for the fertility preparation program. We'll have that in the show notes for you to check out. Select a date and get that done. Look at those basics, the diet that's right for you, the sleep, the movement that's right for you, and address your stress. And so that would be working on the basics and then doing this with your partner. This is not just about you making all the changes. Do this together. Do the elimination diet, fertility preparation program with him. And if you're ready to work with us, definitely you can book a call. So I'll just share a little bit about the FabFertile method like we've been talking about here. We have access to functional lab testing. We work with clients worldwide. This is a virtual service that we offer. So as part of the program, you have your own nutrition practitioner. She's the one that's going to review the functional testing and give you a targeted protocol. Fertility mindset coach will help you actually implement the protocol. Many times you can get a protocol and it just sits on the shelf and you do nothing about it. So we are all about action and implementation. So the coaching helps with behavioral change. Like, why do you start something and you stop? You know, 2 weeks in, you're like, this sucks. Like self-sabotage comes up. Where do you get in your own way for making these changes? They can be simple, but not easy. So it's really important to have support with this. And so you have a fertility nutrition practitioner and the fertility mindset coach, your cheerleader, your guide. And so we're looking at food sensitivity testing, stool testing, looking at the DNA of the stool. We see a lot of people with low AMH and or high FSH and every other fertility diagnosis with parasites, bacterial infections, fungal infections, worms, infections passing back and forth between couples. We do genetic testing. Genetic testing is different from what you've done at your fertility clinic. Basically, this is looking at a female hormone panel. We start off. It'll look at the MTHFR gene mutation. It's not to say because 60% of the population, typically around there, has this gene mutation and it impairs your body's ability to process some of the B vitamins. And so that's why it's really important to do a methylfolate prenatal, not folic acid, methylfolate. So the genetic profile looks at the MTHFR, it looks at your thyroid, looks at your FSH, it looks at glucose and way more. And then it's what are the targeted diet and lifestyle and supplement recommendations to support those gene variants? And then we can make that very targeted approach. When you look back, you're like, oh, that's why I'm taking that because my gene variant is telling me so. So you know why the protocol is developed and really helps with behavioral change because it's really very personalized for you. And then we also do that blood chemistry review, looking at full lipid glucose, thyroid, and way more for you and your partner. We are looking at these through functional reference ranges. It just flags it earlier before it goes to disease. Many times people have been told everything is normal and no one has dug deeper and maybe normal in conventional medicine, but in functional nutrition and functional medicine, it's flagged earlier. So we want optimal. We don't want someone that's normal in a disease state because if it was all normal, you'd already be pregnant. So people worry that they're not going to find anything because they've been told everything's normal. That is just not the case. Other testing that we may deploy throughout the program, we do vaginal microbiome testing. We see many times there's imbalance in the vaginal flora. So that's important for us to look at. We've done a couple podcast episodes on that. So you can learn more about that. And then we may do hair tissue mineral analysis. So you could have heavy metals, you could have imbalances with minerals. And so that's an inexpensive test that really gives us really good data to help then really fine tune this. So those are some extra tests that we do. But as part of the FabFertile method, what's included is the food, the stool, the genes, blood chem review for both you guys, and the semen analysis for the male partner. And like we talked about, coaching to actually help you implement this, because we can give the plan, but if you don't actually implement it, it's worthless. So this really helps you fast track your success, gets rid of that self-sabotage, gets rid of the self-doubt, gets rid of the Dr. Google, the incessant research you may be doing. We are your research team. We help you, you know, keep yourself on track. A lot of the times you may be doing these different things, but you're like, are they working? I don't really know. And this is all using testing. We're looking at your cycle as well. So we can see how your cycle is doing in relation to that. And we're continuing to look at your hormone levels throughout. So you can really get some data behind this to, you know, see a path forward. So at the end of the program, you'll be either happily pregnant, or if you do need to go to the fertility clinic, you're going to dramatically improve your chances of success. So we have a 6-month couples coaching program. Our average success is around the 12 to 18 months mark. So after the 6 months, you're going to roll into our monthly program. And so it continues on with the same support, the 1 hour with your fertility coach and the 1 hour with your nutrition practitioner to really work on that, the mental, emotional stress piece, as well as those biochemical issues. So we typically could see thyroid dysfunction or adrenal insufficiency or blood sugar imbalance, or we see food sensitivities, gut infections. We see a whole host of things. And to me, as I fire this out at you, it might feel overwhelming. But when you have a plan and you know what you need to do, it's extremely empowering. You're like, oh, wait, this is what my tests are telling me. Here's a protocol. I know what it's for and how long it's for. And now I know what I need to do next based on testing. And then you still need to make those changes. And then we help you identify those patterns, see where you potentially fall off track, and help you get back on track and support you along the way. So that is our method. And we focus with cases of low AMH and or high FSH, diminished ovarian reserve, premature ovarian insufficiency. I'm just thinking of a success story we had with just recently. Someone just gave birth to her little daughter. She had AMH of 0.04 and was told donor eggs are her only option. We went to work with her and followed the FabFertile method. She did the testing. We found gut infections, food sensitivities, mineral deficiencies, adrenal insufficiency, and way more. She made the changes. She really got to work. Both her and her partner were extremely focused and made the changes. And she just celebrated having her little daughter. So she was told donor eggs were her only option. Nothing would ever work. That couple decided to look at things a natural way instead of going right to IVF. They wanted to look at their health. The partner actually had some health issues and he had made some significant changes and he knew the power of diet and lifestyle. And it worked for them because they followed the plan. Other couples where they come in and they've done, you know, multiple failed IVFs, just thinking of one, multiple failed IVFs, her FSH was always in the 80s and was told donor eggs, nothing will ever work. And then she got to work within 7 months, her FSH was down to 7. Her RE said, oh my goodness, it's a miracle. We better get in for an IVF. And it was a miracle, but she had also done the work. She followed our FabFertile method. And she made these changes. So the food sensitivities, the gut infections, she had mineral imbalance. She had adrenal insufficiency as well. She also had blood sugar issues too. So we helped her make all of these changes and optimize her fertility and reproductive health. And lo and behold, she just had her little baby boy. So this is being told, like multiple failed IVFs, nothing has worked. And, you know, making these changes, and lo and behold, we receive little baby pictures. So we want our next success story to be you. If this feels right for you and your partner, I encourage you to book a call with me. We can come up with a plan for you to optimize your chances of pregnancy success in 2023. You're here for a reason. You found the podcast for a reason. And the reason I started FabFertile and really helping couples with this is I don't want you to struggle like I did. I was diagnosed with POI at 28, had both my kids with donor eggs. My health took a nosedive years later. And then I was forced to make all these changes, not forced. Well, yeah, I was forced. I literally was allergic to all these antibiotics. I caught every cold and flu that went by. I really didn't even know where to turn next. And then as I started to make the targeted changes, lo and behold, my health changed. And I addressed the chronic stress, which is key. So if that feels right for you, I encourage you to book a call. And the link will be in the show notes. And I'm excited to speak with you and support you to improve your chances of pregnancy success. So take care and happy new year. I would like to invite you and your partner to a Supercharge Your Fertility Discovery Call. This call is for you if you meet at least one of the following criteria. You've been trying to get pregnant for at least 2 years. You've been through at least one failed IUI or IVF. This call is for action takers. If you're not ready and you wait, the risk is you'll need to wait 2 to 3 months for a spot to open up. If you're seriously considering work with us, go to fabfertile.com. That's fabfertile.com and click on apply here. That's fabfertile, fabfertile.com and click on apply here. Then you'll be booked in and ready to spend 30 minutes to give you the action plan to getting pregnant naturally. The Get Pregnant Naturally podcast, including show notes and links, provides information with respect to healthy living, nutrition, lab testing, and is intended for informational purposes only. The information provided is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, nor is it to be construed as such. We cannot guarantee that the information provided on the Get Pregnant Naturally podcast reflects the most up-to-date medical research. Information is provided without representation or warranties of any kind. Please consult a qualified physician for medical advice and always seek the advice of a qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding your health and nutrition program.